Hello, everyone. It's 2023. It's a new year. And today, my guest, Dr. Stella Emanuel of Houston, has a word from the Lord that I think will bless you and make you think. And she's agreed to share it with my listeners and viewers. So you want to stay tuned to the Strang Report today. I'm Stephen Strang.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Dr. Stella. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I never know what you are going to say. Last time we talked about a variety of things, and you told me some information, some insights you had on Revelation that I actually included in a book. It was so strong, so thank you. And I'm just curious what the Lord has said to you about this new year.
I'm always totally amazed to be on the podcast with you. You've become an amazing friend. You started as my publisher, but now I call you a friend. So I thank God for you and getting to know people like you. And it's been, the times that we're in, Steve, it's been a rough few years. And going into 2023, there's just a whole lot that, of course, we're seeing happening in the mainstream media, we're seeing happening on the World Economic Forum and other things. And those things tend to make you sometimes just have like a huge burden upon you. Like I said, a lot of Christians that don't think anything is going to happen and they just believe, oh, the world is amazing and God is going to come and get us out of here and there's no good and evil and this is going to go away, they don't carry the same burden. But when you're somebody that you've been praying, you're listening, you're seeing what's happening and you're woke, you're awake, it becomes a heavy burden, especially when you see
awake, not woke, mean two different things.
Yes, when you're awake, it becomes a really heavy burden. It's like standing at the top of the roof and screaming that evil is coming to the city as a watchman, and then everybody in the city is just playing. So it tends sometimes to just be a heavy burden, especially you know what I'm talking about. We go to Reawaken America conference together. We listen to a lot of the things that are happening. We see the news, we see what's happening in the physical. So this last year has been a great time of prayer for us. Towards the last month of the year, we just prayed a lot, and then we had this three-day amazing prayer way into 2023 program where we prayed crossing the midnight every day. We had people travel from all over the country and come. We prayed, we sought the presence of God. It was such a heavy time of such a heavy anointing. It's like the presence of God was just hovering over us here on Bethel Ranch. And then we finished on the first. We were happy that finally we had finished our time of fasting and prayer. And then we ate, relaxed, and I went to sleep, just kind of relaxed because we had been on praying for hours and hours. So that first night, I do this thing that I pray in the Holy Ghost at night. So I said, well, at midnight, let me just start praying in the Holy Ghost. But I was sending New Year messages. So as I'm praying and sending these messages, I felt the presence of God just come over me like heavy. I was like, okay, let me close my phone. So I closed my phone, put it on the side of the bed, and then I wrapped myself with a blanket. And then I just started praying in the spirit. The presence of God came over me heavy. And it became heavier and heavier. I felt like there were several weighted blankets just sitting upon me. It was so heavy. My body was shaking. My whole system was shaking. And I was like, oh, God, what is going on? What's going on, Lord? I was just praying and just speaking in my mind about what's going on. And then the Spirit of God started speaking to me. It's like, for this year, when this Lord started speaking to me, it's not like it wasn't an audible voice, but it's like I could hear like the voice of someone speaking to me in my spirit. People that hear the Lord sometimes, you can really explain that speaking in my spirit. So I'm hearing it. I'm like, I'm not going to remember all this. So I just, in my spirit, I asked, I said, Lord, should I record it? And he said, yes, turn on your recorder. So I turned on my phone and I started recording. It was all disjointed because I was kind of shaking, So the Lord told me that, tell my people to ask me of spiritual strength this year, that we should ask him to strengthen us by his spirit, that we're not going to be able to survive by ourselves. We should ask him and he will strengthen us. He said, tell my people, and I'm reading because I typed it. He said, tell my people that I am coming soon and that they should tell people about me. Say, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and let your light shine and do not be afraid. Ask me for the anointing to speak to people about me and about my love. It said the seals are open and death and destruction has already been released upon the earth. Tell them to bring people to me, that if they lift me up, I will draw all men to me. And the Lord kept saying, tell them I am coming soon. He said, do not be afraid. I will be with you to the end. I am with you daily in the battle. He said, tell my church, tell my bride to not be discouraged, that they will overcome and they will sup with me. Tell them that they are my representatives here on earth. Steve, you don't know, like I said, when you carry this burden, sometimes all you think about is, oh my God, evil is coming, bad is coming, bad is coming. And it just sits on you like a heavy burden. And you don't realize when you're already being overcome by the spirit of discouragement or just doom and gloom. The devil is coming. The devil is going to destroy all of us. Doom. You know, it permeates everything you do, the more you get awake, you know. And then all of a sudden I said, oh God, you think about us. You've not abandoned us. You've not abandoned your bride. You've not abandoned your remnant or your church. You're still thinking about us. You're not angry with us so much you don't want to talk to us, you know. So it felt like it said, tell my people that I should tell you, Steve, I should tell all of us that we should not be discouraged, that we are his light here on earth. We are his bride, and we should ask him for spiritual strength, ask him for the anointing. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that is the god of this world, has put a veil over people that they don't hear the light. He said, tell people about me, that as the evil starts coming through and the evil gets more, people are going to be seeking light. They're going to be seeking Jesus, and they will remember what you told them, that we should continue to sow the seed. Tell people about Jesus and sow the seed. And if we ask him for the anointing and ask him for grace, he will release that anointing for us to minister to people. That was very encouraging to me, that God has not like forgotten about us. And he said, and then in my mind, I was like, Lord, there's just so much evil going on. And then the Lord said, I created good and evil. And my heart, I went, Lord, but it's like the evil is taking over. And the Lord said, yes, sometimes in my love, I allow evil to bring my people back to me. When I heard that, wow. I started remembering the book of Judges, how the children of Israel, they would turn away from God, and then God would let them go into captivity, and then they would cry out to him. He would raise judges, and then in the time of the judges, they would serve God. Then they would turn away from him again, and then he would let them go into captivity, and then when they cry out to him, he would raise judges. And then I started, it's like the word of God started running through my mind, and I started seeing the way God works with his people. That when we turn away from him, he allows evil to afflict us. And in that evil afflicting us, he draws our hearts back to him. He said,
I think what you're saying is so important, because mm-hmm. I sense that there's almost a spirit of discouragement. Even people yes. who've walked with God a long time mm-hmm. and understand the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, I'd like to unpack this a little bit. You know, not everyone that listens or watches is going to understand that we believe, according to the New Testament, that God does speak to us today through prophets. Yes. There's mm-hmm. a gift of prophecy, and really you're speaking prophetically. You're hearing from the Holy Spirit. To some extent, all of us can do this individually mm-hmm. if we talk to the Lord. We're at a very pivotal time in our nation's history, certainly mm-hmm. in each of our lives. And we cannot be discouraged. Yes, yeah. there's evil. But, you know, there's been evil throughout time.
Yes.
You know, we could unpack that. And God's word is true. God's word says that greater is he who's in us than he that's in the yes. world. We yes. have to know that. And I'm fascinated. I didn't want to interrupt you when you were talking about how you were praying in the Spirit. You know, even for people who would be charismatic or Pentecostal, this doesn't happen that much. You know, we believe that we have a prayer language. The Bible says that the Spirit knows our needs, and we communicate with groanings that cannot be uttered. And mm-hmm. in one of my, in my newest book, which will be out in May, which I write to try to encourage people to experience the power of the Holy Spirit to survive, like we're talking about right now, that there are several people I've known, Oral Roberts being probably the best example. I had the privilege of knowing him fairly well toward the end of his life. And he would tell the story that when he bought the land that later became Oral Roberts University, he had walked the land. He would pray in tongues. He was seeking God on what to do. And then he would interpret the tongues back to himself. And the Lord was giving him direction to tell him the steps to take. Mm-hmm. And there have been a few times in my own life where I have done that. I will admit I don't do it very often. And I'm always, I guess maybe the enemy puts doubt in my mind that maybe I'm interpreting back to myself what I want to hear. But obviously you have heard from God for 2023. And some extent this applies every single time, but sometimes there's a rhema word that comes, a special word for a special time. And I believe that's what you've got.
Yes. And you know, Steve, when this is like, the Lord wants the church to not be discouraged. He said here that, he said, sometimes in my love, I allow evil to bring my people back to me. He said, tell them that I would release my anointing on those who ask, and I will fill them by my spirit to do the work of the evangelist in this season. There was specifically God asking us that, ask me for strength because you're going to need it in this season. Ask me for the anointing. You know, sometimes we see our family members that are not saved, those that are jabbed, those that are, and it just discourages us what's going to happen to them. But the Lord has said, speak to them, ask for my anointing, and I will release the anointing upon you. He said, this is going to be a year of the natural disasters. They're going to be unprecedented natural disasters. He said, but my people will be preserved and my people will be spared. And he said, there will be judgment on those that are living their lives anyway, those that are living their lives in the world, those that are living their lives in sin. God says he himself will be releasing judgment, and judgment is going to be starting in the church. He said the false prophets that have led the church astray, that he's going to be judging them in this season. A lot of big ministries that have led the body of Christ astray, he said he will be bringing judgment to those people. And then he said, but what was really poignant to me was, it lifted off just a burden upon me. And I know that as I speak this, I feel the anointing upon me as I speak. I know that many Christians need this word that, you know what, God is not done with us. God is not done with you as a child of God, as a remnant. I'm not talking about people that are living anyhow. I'm talking about those that are seeking God, asking God, where are you? Have you forgotten about us? The Lord said, no, you're my bride. You're the light. You're the salt of the earth. Let your light shine. Ask me for strength and I will give you strength. Ask me for the anointing. I will release the anointing to you so that you can tell people about me and bring people to me in this time of darkness. And the Lord said that as it gets darker, there's going to be more despair, and people are going to be looking for light. And you are my bride. Be that light in your generation, and I will anoint you for it. It was such an encouraging word for me, Steve. For years, I've been praying and just crying. I say, oh God, what's going to happen to us? The Lord is with us. He's
coming.
That's
very strong, and I appreciate you sharing it. Before we wrap up, I want you to tell people how to get hold of you, your website. But first, if you would just recap what you said in a couple of sentences, I think it's important to emphasize it because you said a lot of good things. But in 2023, what has God said to you?
In 2023, it's going to be a year of natural disasters. It's going to be a year where there will be death and destruction. But God is saying to my church, to my bride, stand up and be the light. Tell people about me. I am coming soon. And the Lord said we should ask him for spiritual strength. Ask him for strength and I will strengthen your spirit, man. Ask me for my anointing and I will release the anointing upon you to do the work of the evangelist. And I'm telling you, Steve, by the when I got this message, for 2 days, I couldn't get up from my bed. I was just weak and drained. By the third day, I remembered that the Lord said we should ask him for strength. And I started praying. I said, oh God, strengthen my spirit, man. Strengthen me by your spirit. Strengthen me by your spirit. Father, strengthen me. And boom, I jumped up the bed. I was up and going. And that is what we're going to need to do in this season. Just go to the Lord and just remember that he's our Father. He's watching over his remnant. He's watching over his church. The world might be going through fear. The world might go through a lot of death and destruction, but God is going to spare his people. And what I mean by spare his people, I don't mean that people are not going to die that are Christians. I'm just saying death is a transient thing for us children of God. You know what I'm saying? To die in Christ is gain. I'm just saying God will preserve us through everything. He will preserve us if we trust in him. So tell people about Jesus. Tell them to call on the name of Jesus if things get crazy, because they might not remember anything, but they'll remember to call on the name of Jesus. This year, it is time for us to do the work of the evangelist and allow God to use us, and he will strengthen us in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you so much. That's such a good word. Tell people how they can find out more about you and your ministry, your practice. In fact, I'm going to go on your website later and reorder one of your products that I really like. And you have so many good things we don't have time to go into, but tell people how to reach you.
Yeah, you can go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com. It's right there on the screen. And you can, one of the things that God has helped us to do is just produce products that can keep people alive. In fact, while I was going through this, the Lord practically instructed me. One of our vitamins, Covivite, I used to sell for $39. Lord, it's like cut it down to $20. I will bless you, but it's going to be like a balm for people to help people stay alive and healthy. So cut it down so that you can use it to bless a lot of people. If you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you can get, I advise everybody, get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine in your medicine cabinet. Get the vitamins, get the immune support that you need. Even if you don't get it on our website, get the information so that you can go get it wherever you want to get it. And we have Bethel Ranch. We come here, people come here once a month. We do a 3-day revival program. It's free for everybody. People stay here for free. You don't have to pay anything to stay here. So, you know, it's on our website on the Bethel Ranch tab. And also join our prayer movement. Text PRAY to 53445. PRAY to 53445. Join our prayer movement so that we can keep seeking the Lord for our generation. God bless
you. Well, thank you. And I want to thank my listeners and viewers on YouTube. Leave comments below, subscribe so you'll get notified every time we do this, and share this link. It's very important. We're going to be sharing it all over our Charisma Media and social media and so forth. This is so important. And Dr. Stella Emanuel, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for letting us be your publisher. And thank you for hearing from God and sharing it so articulately today. And there's your book.
Yes.
Let America Live. So it's a great book. I read every word. And of course, we published it too. We're so honored to be your publisher. Thank you again to my listeners and viewers for tuning in. Tune in again tomorrow to the Strang Report. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com.